Welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. My name is Molly McLaughlin, and I own a company that optimizes sleep through technology, accountability, and behavioral change. Each week, I'll be interviewing world-class experts ranging from doctors, innovators, and thought leaders to give actionable tips and strategies that you can implement to become a more skillful sleeper. Let's jump into your dose of practical sleep training. And welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. My guest today is Soul CBD, and I'm very excited to share this conversation with you. It's a brother and sister founded company, and Angie Lee, the sister portion of that duo, has been a longtime friend, and you are going to love the energy that they both bring to this conversation around CBD, as well as topics on CBN and how all these things can play a role in sleep optimization. I think you'll also like some of the lifestyle sort of leadership, if you will, that they've taken on how to prioritize sleep in a fun and clever way. So I absolutely highly suggest that you follow the two of them on the social media platforms in addition to Soul CBD, because it's just like a party happening over there in the world of wellness. So definitely check them out. But a little bit of a background on the two of them. So Mike Lee, for the last decade, has fought in front of millions in the biggest arenas in the world, from MGM Grand in Las Vegas to Madison Square Garden in New York City. However, his journey as a boxer has had a lot of ups and downs. And in the prime of his career, he spent almost 2 years in and out of hospitals battling what he found out was an autoimmune disease that almost ended his career. Fed up with the countless hospital visits and years of prescription medication, Mike immersed himself in the wellness world, learning everything he could about nutrition, mindset, and most importantly, CBD. With the help of the latter, Mike defied every doctor's prognosis and went on to win 8 more fights, becoming the number 3 ranked fighter in the world and eventually fighting for the world title last July. Now, today, Mike is the CEO and co-founder of Soul CBD, a 7-figure CBD wellness brand with his sister, Angie Lee. And with his company, Mike continues to deliver on his mission by helping thousands of people find natural relief from pain, anxiety, and more. And additionally, Angie Lee, his sister, has incredible bio, such a fantastic personality to follow, really walks her talk. And she has, you know, really identified as being a college and corporate dropout, started her health blog in her dorm room and her podcast in a closet, and now an audience of 100,000 plus strong, millions of downloads later. She's here to teach other multi-passionate women and men how to do it all, just not all at once. Angie is a cheerleader and permission slip for women and men to unapologetically own their weird and chase after their big, scary dreams. So if you couldn't tell by these bios, the two of them really just live and breathe this topic of wellness. I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation. CBD and CBN are big, big topics in the world of sleep, and I'm excited to officially release a podcast devoted to the two topics there and see how that can help make a difference for you on your journey to optimizing your sleep. So let's jump in. And welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. I could not be more excited for our guests today, the co-founders of Soul CBD and so much more, Angie Lee and Mike Lee. Welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. So happy to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yay.
Let's do it.
Oh, I mean, I get the sense we are all so aligned on this topic. I've known Angie for quite some time, excited to be connected with Mike as well. So we're going to have some fun. Without further ado, I guess you could say, then want to just hop in and find out, how did the two of you get to the point of creating at such young ages a really flourishing CBD company? And how, you know, have you found that to align in the world of sleep optimization?
We're youngins.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
I like that compliment. We're young.
You like that? Yeah.
I'm the older brother. So
Mike's 85. He just uses a really good moisturizer.
Anti-aging process.
Biohacking.
Exactly. I just have a good sleep regimen. I look like I'm 34.
Preaching the choir. Biohacking.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Angie and I had always been involved in different things. I was a professional athlete for 10 years. I was a boxer. She has her own business, has been a serial entrepreneur, speaker, podcaster. We had tried to start a health and wellness business years past that actually failed. And it's wild because I feel like through that process, we actually learned more in that quote unquote failure of losing money and basically running the business to the ground that set us up for the success of Soul CBD and starting this. But it really didn't start as something that we anticipated to really blow up and take off. And, you know, 3 years later, we have 16 employees and we're helping thousands of people every single month. We're so grateful. But initially it was just something that we loved CBD. It helped me with my career, and we can definitely dive into that. And it helped Angie with her anxiety as well. And we just wanted to share the message and really change the narrative when it came to hemp and all the taboo that's around it, and show people that there's natural alternatives to sleep and pain outside of prescription medication that helped us. And little did we know that it would just take off. And so, as I mentioned, now we're just grateful to have such an awesome team and help so many people, and it just keeps growing. So it's been a blessing.
Oh, that's amazing. And yeah, I'm absolutely left with your passion, the two of you. You know, it's not something that you're just starting because it's really, I get the sense that it's a part of your daily lives. And was the sleep element a real portion too in the reasoning behind starting to take this yourself more organically? Was that part of it, or just a happy kind of side effect, or what was your take on that?
Yeah, you know, I've always been obsessed with sleep. Yes. You know, I call my community the baby grandmas. I started as a health and wellness blogger, and then I've just continued growing this brand in personal development, podcasting, being an influencer. And it's interesting because one of the through lines has been a baby grandma, which is essentially somebody who goes to bed early, acts like they're 90, they're probably in their 20s or 30s, and you just live a great life because you get good sleep, you know, and you just don't have fun, but you feel good. That's a baby grandma. And so for me, but prior to CBD, I was doing a lot of magnesium. I was playing around with melatonin, but I hadn't yet tried CBD. So being somebody who is very holistic and crunchy and natural, I was really open to testing and figuring out, does CBD work well for sleep? And it, ironically, I would say sleep and anxiety are the two probably biggest reasons why humans even take CBD. And you know, I'm sure this is literally what you mention in most podcasts. If you have great sleep, then you feel good. And when you feel good, you eat good. And when you feel good, you can do good in the world. Everything starts with how you feel. And so if you don't first master your sleep, you can't master your day. And so for me, everything starts with sleep. It just does, right? And so it does make me really happy to know that a lot of our customers and a lot of our community, they're using it for a sleep aid, as a natural sleep aid.
Absolutely. You know, before we hit record, I was mentioning how excited I was to share what you've created as this almost possibility in lifestyle of being a baby grandma and grandpa, maybe for Mike and for the male listeners. And with that, I'm just kicking myself because one of my favorite mugs at this point is something from Angie's community, which is the baby grandma mug. And I'm joking about this, but I think it's really important because so many of the things that we know can make a huge difference with sleep optimization are actually the often unsexy things, the consistency, the discipline, the routine and regularity of your bedtimes, your wake times, not, you know, kind of finding yourselves needing to skew to societal norm of often being sleep deprived. And so creating, even just having fun with this kind of terminology or creating a tribe that's around what could it look like to actually be living a fully self-actualized life and prioritizing sleep. And I think it's very, very rare and exciting. So one, thank you for that. I'm so excited to share more of that concept. And if you're listening, absolutely make sure to follow the two of them, both Angie and Mike, because they provide a lot on their different platforms around, you know, this concept of what this could look like and showing you, bringing you into their lives. So one, that's amazing. Two, wondering if you can share a bit more about CBD and just kind of the background of how this can help for anyone listening who's either struggling with their sleep, maybe has resorted to different types of sleep aids, prescription sleep. I know, of course, we're not, you know, purporting to provide any sort of medical advice, but at the same time, what we could understand from how CBD could play a role in this conversation of improving our sleep without being dependent on some of these other things. And what are the mechanics there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one thing to note, which I found very attractive about CBD when I first got introduced, was that it was very low risk, high reward. And what I mean is that CBD, unlike Tylenol, Advil, or even some medication sleep aids, has no toxicity. And that's very important to know because it's something that's safe. It comes from a plant that's been around for thousands of years. And as long as you're finding a company and trusting in their sourcing and they're providing third-party lab verification that they don't have pesticides, heavy metals, and they have the correct amount of ingredients they say in there, it's a great alternative for people to help them relax. But what CBD does is it activates the endocannabinoid system and puts your body and nervous system into homeostasis. So why that helps is, as Angie mentioned, it's kind of a trickle-down effect to where when your body is in homeostasis, when your nervous system, more importantly, your anxiety decreases and you can start to live your fullest life. And so what we're finding from that is it's an inflammation killer. It brings down anxiety significantly and helps with sleep, because how often are we laying in bed at night and we're restless, right? And we can't figure out how to sleep and our mind is racing and we have anxiety about what's going on tomorrow and what we did yesterday. And so CBD really helps that in a beautiful way. And what I also love about it is it's non-psychoactive. So it's a compound in the plant that will not get you high. For me personally, THC, the more well-known compound in marijuana and also in hemp that gets you high, I didn't get good sleep on it. And I would notice, you know, throughout my career as an athlete, I wore a Whoop band a lot to track my sleep because sleep is massive for recovery when you're training. And my strength coaches and my team would have me always track my sleep cycles, my REM cycles. And with THC, it wouldn't help me. I'd actually get worse sleep. But it wasn't until I started taking CBD and CBN, another cannabinoid we can talk about later, that my recovery cycles started increasing incredibly. Like I was going from like 50% recovery to like 90% recovery. And my REM cycles were getting on point and I was getting deep sleep. And so I had no idea. I was sleeping throughout the entire night, but little did I know the data showed that I wasn't getting good sleep. So CBD for me personally was a huge catalyst to me starting to get that recovery that I needed to perform and compete at, you know, on a world stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you're speaking to that too, because we actually just, one of our last podcasts we just put out was with the sleep coach for the Olympics. So the first really official defined sleep coach for the Olympics, and speaking to this conversation of many athletes, of course, prioritizing sleep, knowing the importance. And yet once we start bringing in some of these wearables into the game, we can often gain more information and start to understand a bit more on a nuanced level, kind of what's working, what's not working. So it's always really, really helpful. A lot of people listening are tracking on some sort of sleep tracker. So providing that information and speaking to the fact that we can actually measure some of these changes with something like CBD, or to your point, getting into that conversation of CBN, which I definitely want to hear more about too, is really, really valuable. And for the two of you, I also am very clear that you've been living this brand of prioritizing your sleep for a long time, but to find these elements of optimization, because that's what many of us are looking for too, is we might already have a knowing that, yes, this is important, but now we're looking for some of those next level things. And not to leave out anyone that's listening and really just struggling, because I think CBD can be an exciting area to explore and see what could be possible there. And so a bit more too, are there any kind of not prescriptive nature, but or guidelines or elements that you share around how to think about CBD? Because for some people, they haven't tried it. To your point, it's not necessarily psychoactive, but there could still be some nervousness around that. So how do you suggest that people start testing this if they're new to it?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, for instance, the dosage that Angie requires is lower than the dosage that I require. And every single human being is different. So unfortunately, a lot of our quote unquote dosage guidelines are vague, and they should be, because anybody that comes out and tells you a specific milligram will do desired outcome, they're lying. And so I think similar to anything like magnesium, melatonin, like it affects people in many different ways. I know Angie is much more sensitive than I am. It takes a lot to kind of get me knocked out or get working in my system. But we always tell people to work low and start their way up. Usually a good dosage that people start out at is around 15 milligrams, 1.5. You know, we have gummies, for instance, that are 10 milligrams each, and then 25 milligram gummies. But me, myself, I'm taking over 100 milligrams throughout the day. So once again, it's something that as you kind of start slow and work your way up, you'll notice a difference, and consistency is key. So CBD is much more similar to something like turmeric or magnesium in the sense that it needs to get in your body and it takes time to, with consistency, to build up, unlike an Ambien or a Xanax that you take and feel immediately. Although a lot of people do feel it immediately, but it does help with consistency, like other natural alternatives kind of build up in your system. But I know Angie loves the gummies. That's by far, I think, one of her favorite products that we have, just because of the delivery mechanism. She doesn't love taking capsules, but for her, I think, you know, a lower dosage, if I'm correct, Angie, is kind of what you stick with.
Yeah. It's interesting because I feel like, for example, our 25 milligram gummies, I feel that now a lot more than the 10. So sometimes for some people, you just have to play around until you find, like Mike said, the perfect Goldilocks, like not too much, not too little. Clay is, you know, a chill cucumber. You guys both know him. He like literally is just, it was born with like CBD in his veins or something. I don't know. I don't know. My hyper self doesn't understand this equation, but he needs like 100 milligrams to feel like, oh wow, I felt that last night. But if you give him a bunch of 10s, he's kind of like, he doesn't feel it yet, but it doesn't mean you're still not getting the medicinal health benefits, such as lowering your inflammation and things like that. So I think it depends on how anxious you are at baseline anyway, and how much pain you have at baseline anyway. And yeah, like I was mentioning, you know, I have a friend here who took like one of our dream caps, one of our sleep gummies, and was basically fine in the morning. And I'm over here like, wow, I can only take maybe half of the sleepy gummy. So it's very interesting. And I noticed that our body, you know, our body is on a spectrum. Our body is seasonal. And you know this, Molly, it's like, we expect to get the same result all the time from the same thing. And that's not how it works. There could be a season of your life where you're really stressed out. So for you, you might need a little bit more just to really get you zonked out, you know, because you're dealing with a lot and your brain's racing. You have new projects, you've got family life, you've got things going on. Where let's say you're on a vacation in Hawaii, you're not as stressed. You might not even need any. I mean, who knows? So I think the secret is to have it always built up in your system, do it on a consistent basis, but then during periods of your life where you need more support, go ahead and take a little bit more. But it is difficult to give an exact amount, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, 100%. And I like what you're sharing about the seasons element. And I know you speak a lot too, Ange, about for people that are menstruating and different parts of their cycle that I'm assuming for you or anyone listening, certainly could get some benefit out of understanding where they're at in their cycle. And maybe you up level a little bit more during different periods or different parts of your period when it could make a difference to kind of help deal with some of the added elements of stress that we might be going through. Do you have a particular kind of regimen that you kind of adjust things a little bit more at different parts of your cycle?
Yeah, it's interesting for the women listening. You know, our body is fascinating in the fact that it changes pretty much. They say men, it's every day, and women every 29 to 30 days. We're literally, we feel different during different parts of the month. So when we're ovulating, we have energy, we have different connective wiring going on in our left and right hemisphere. It's fascinating. We're more creative. We're more intuitive. This is the time to push and create and really be in your business, right? This is when I like to record a lot of my podcasts. And then when you're during menstruation is when you're tired, you feel like you need more energy, you need more calories, you need some more downtime. So listening to your body and maybe upping your CBD then just to support yourself because you are more inflamed and you are more stressed. And if you have painful period cramps, that's something that CBD helps a ton with. We're actually coming out with something for that as well. So I do think that if women are intuitive and following their cycles, you actually can match your CBD routine with your menstrual cycle, just because we're not the same all 30 days, as much as we'd love to be. We actually change. Our brain chemistry changes a little bit. You know, we're crazy, then we're not crazy. So, you know, it's great. I love it. But just, you know, you gotta just pop some more if you're feeling like you might punch your boyfriend in the face. Okay, ladies. All right. Our gummies are guaranteed to help with that. Okay. That is a medical statement. That is proven. Approved. That is proven. But seriously, isn't it crazy? It's like, we literally feel like a different person. And it's like one week I'm like, I have all this energy, I'm going to go crush it. And then the next week it's like, oh my God, I'm like hit by a train. So now I'm trying to actually match my life a little bit to that, like matching my flow to my workflow, because it's fascinating how like creative you can feel. And then all of a sudden you're just like, shit. So I think CBD can be a cool tool in your toolbox to enhance that. And, you know, to just use in a way where it's kind of like your friend when you're having that week of more inflammation and more pain. So
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yes. And for many people listening, the Oura Ring also tracks body temperature. Yeah. Loop 4.0 is coming out with the addition of body temperature. So that can be really helpful for women that are looking to track their cycle and leaning into in the second half of their cycle, leaning into luteal. Mm. Often we can have a drop in our HRV and many, many studies pointing to that. In that second half, there can be more of sort of that sympathetic response. So having this awareness, then this could be a time when it might be valuable to lean into something like CBD versus just going to NSAIDs or other pain relievers that you might go to and the conversation of pain, but then also for anxiety, really, really exploring this. I think there's so many, some studies and some amazing just case studies of people really being able to or be provided with this option of CBD versus taking something more prescriptive or even helping to support them if they're looking to get off of more of these prescriptions that they've found themselves dependent on over a period of time. Have you seen cases like that of people sharing, you know, oh, before I used to have to go into sleeping pills or pain medicine or pain medications and then being able to lean into CBD more?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that. And honestly, I think I speak for Angie when I say that that's one of the most gratifying things about creating this company that we created. Like, we have over 4,000 five-star reviews. We're creeping up on 5,000. And the testimonials are awesome. It's people that have either gotten off sleep medication or gotten off other things and supplemented with CBD or how it changed their life, their kids' life. You know, and we have other products too that have other ingredients in it, like adaptogens, sure, nootropics, and whatnot. So CBD definitely does heavy lifting with other things, but that's the coolest part for us. Like, especially being people, you know, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease years back that almost completely took me out of my career and was devastating. And I still deal with pain. And so for me, I'm so empathetic to people that are deal with chronic illness or pain since I deal with it every day. And so when we get these messages that come in from something we kind of created from nothing, it's why we do it. And it sounds super corny, but it's the truth that, you know, it's why we started it and what keeps us going. So we've gotten a lot of testimonials, especially on the sleep end, of how people have weaned off of some sleep medication and it's helped them feel fresher in the morning. And for me, as someone who was on 8 different medications at one point in my darkest, most painful time and now on 0, that to me is music to my ears, because while I know there is a place for medication and Western medication, I'm not demonizing it. At some point, you know, a 9th, 10th one just doesn't make sense. And people need other alternatives outside of pharmaceuticals. So that was a long-winded answer, but I'm obviously passionate about
it. No, that was amazing. And I appreciate too, you sharing, you know, being vulnerable and sharing. That's part of my story. The entire creation of Sleep as a Skill really came from at my lowest points of my, I went through a period of insomnia, and, you know, go to the doctors desperate to help. And I leave with sleep prescription. And yet at that point being like, there's gotta be another way. And I think that what's really, really important here is speaking to looking at all of these other alternatives that can put you back in the driver's seat versus now being dependent on taking something for the rest of your life. And that's one of the things I think is really interesting about CBD is more and more of this information coming out about the endocannabinoid system. Curious if you can speak a little bit about that and sort of our best understanding. I know we need a lot more studies and still so much more is coming out, but about the fact that it seems to be this sort of turnkey element that it's already sort of existing in our body. So I'm curious if you can share any more about that. Maybe that aligns with the CBN topic too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, to go back on what you said, Molly, I think that's incredible that you created this platform now because of the pain that you had. And I say this all the time that pain is a gift. And yes, like your pain caused the gift of creating this platform and helping thousands and thousands of people with their pain. And so that kind of is the one thing I always love hearing those stories and try to articulate when I can, is that even when you're going through your worst times, to figure out how can I turn this pain into a gift, because it will be a gift one day. And so that kind of speaks to what you've done. So obviously kudos to you, and we love being on the show.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that and for what you've created too. It sounds like very much cut for the same cloth of dealing with our own struggles. And then once we start finding some of these solutions, wanting to share it with more and more people. So really acknowledge you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's what Angie does. Angie's helped thousands of women as well because the pain that she went through and the struggles that she went through, and it made her who she is today. And it wouldn't have happened if she didn't go through those struggles. So I think that that's something that is important to note, because I know that there's millions of people dealing with pain mentally and physically, especially now. So I think that's important to know and something I wish I heard more of when I was dealing with it. But yeah, when it comes to the endocannabinoid system, it's interesting because all mammals have an endocannabinoid system. So that's why even dogs and cats are getting good results from this. I know. Yes. Angie has this dog named Pickles. She's obsessed with that. She gives the dog treats too, and because he's a puppy and a crazy dog. But what we have two receptors, the CB1 and CB2 receptor. And while we've known for years that the endocannabinoid system has been present in mammals and functioned and helped with inflammation, the nervous system, and putting in homeostasis and all those things I mentioned naturally, we're finding that CBD and other cannabinoids are activating those different receptors in different ways. So we're learning so much more. There's so many more studies coming out. But as I mentioned before, this is a plant and a molecule and a compound that has been around for thousands of years. CBN, we're finding it's relatively new, but it's a compound that comes from the hemp plant as well. It's cannabinol instead of cannabidiol. What we're finding with CBN is lower amounts are helping induce sleep and helping people stay asleep longer. So while CBD is also can help with that, CBD generally will help with like anxiety, inflammation, and some sleep. We're finding that as we've targeted this molecule of CBN and added into our products to become more of a broad spectrum product, that cannabinoid is really helping with sleep in particular, which is super exciting. And that's why we've started to introduce CBN in our sleep products.
Amazing. Yes. And to that point too, I know we're sharing of our own vulnerabilities in our own lives. I know, and you've also mentioned and been vulnerable about both your own struggles with your own pain as well as ADHD, which the reason I think that's interesting to potentially speak to is so much around sleep is there's a lot that goes on to optimizing our sleep. And some of it can be around the sense of how we're managing our days, how we're accomplishing some of our, even just some of the basic elements of time management and being able to get to and prioritizing our sleep. And there can be this experience where a lot of when I'm working with different people around sleep optimization, sometimes it's as basic as getting to, you know, creating routines and structures and having a sense of accomplishment at the end of the day. And sometimes when we're struggling with our sense of focus and that's off, it can be really challenging to shut off at the end of the day and feel like, yes, I can go into relaxation. I don't need to go back to answering the emails and all the things. So just curious if you can share a bit to, you know, because you've been really wonderful and open about your experience with your ADHD. So I'm curious if you can share a little bit about that, because I think it's relevant to this conversation.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You know, I put out those episodes and they're by far my most downloaded episodes. And it shows that people are intrigued by it. They either have a loved one or themselves are dealing with it. And so it's made me passionate to kind of expand on it more, because I think that a lot of entrepreneurs have it. I think the recipe for entrepreneurship is someone who couldn't follow the rules sometimes and was so creative. It was too creative for the box that we were put in, which is called a traditional schooling system. So much of my life, I felt like I was stupid and there was something wrong with me. You know, I would come home and tell my mom, like, half of me feels so stupid. And the other half of me feels like I see things that other kids don't see. So it's like, am I a genius or am I stupid? Right? Like, which one am I? Just tell me so I know, because I feel like I'm confused. So it is interesting. So I'm trying to, you know, really, I sit with the superpowers of it now. And I try to really express that to people, because I think a lot of moms listen to my show as well. And they feel very frustrated and they want to know, can CBD help with ADHD? And while we do have the nootropic out, I think one of the sucky side effects, or not side effects, but things that can come with ADHD is this sense of overwhelm, anxiety. I'm never able to accomplish things. So we actually do better with a little bit of structure and schedule, and one, so it can help us sleep, which ultimately if our brain repairs, we can improve our ADHD. And I also think that the CBD helping with the anxiety and the racing brain is huge, like you said. So it is interesting though. I don't struggle too much with sleep, but I do notice that one, when I do have a day where I feel like I got through some of my to-dos, I sleep better. So there is that the psycho-emotional aspect to it of like, did you actually get those things done today? Or did you fart around? And I think that that's interesting, that it's almost like my mind knows then. And so I sleep better. So I love that tip of like, get the last thing done, even if it means, I don't know, you don't want to do it, but like get that thing done. So that's been huge. But it was interesting when I listened to Dr. Amen, and when I read his book, he said that was very common, is children with ADHD have issues sleeping. So that's when I haven't experienced a ton, thank goodness, probably because I proactively prioritized it and made it kind of this thing that I loved. I just love the feeling of good sleep. So yeah, it's interesting. But I think even more so, people with a we call it a neurodiverse brain versus a neurotypical. If you have a neurodiverse brain, it's really important to sleep because my brain is moving so fast and I have so much energy that I'm outputting throughout the day that if I don't plug it in, you know, it's kind of like I just feel like crap the next day. So yeah, I love that you brought that up because I think there's a lot of people listening who are probably struggling with it who feel alone and feel like it's a very defeating thing, but I think it can be seen as something really great actually. So
now, one of the things I think is so powerful about your platform and your ability to just share in such straight language of, you know, kind of some of the areas that you've been able to really create workability around and be open and honest about those struggles are so powerful because, you know, we can all see ourselves in that sharing. And from that place too, many of the people that I'm working with around their sleep have might be entrepreneurial in nature. Again, not the only people, but it's often this through line of having the ability to create our own hours and, you know, and yet that can be this blessing and a curse that with that, we might then find ourselves up till all hours or we get a new idea or we're kicking ourselves about the lack of productivity we have throughout the course of the day and then struggling with that ability to kind of just be okay with that turning off. So your point around anxiety, I mean, what you said about, you know, that racing brain, being able to turn that off, that's one of the most common things that many of us are speaking to when we're struggling with our sleep. So really, really appreciate that. And in alignment with that, I know one of the things too that you mentioned is creating some of these rituals. So I know you have these bath bombs and different ways of bringing this in. So curious if you can share about that. Certainly leaning into kind of contrast therapies, heat therapies, cold therapies, all of these can be really helpful to sleep. And curious if you can share how you've seen either yourself or others utilizing that.
Yeah, I love the bath bombs and I'll have Mike speak to his routine a bit too, but my biggest things I've realized for sleep, in addition to the CBDR, like you said, writing down all your ideas for tomorrow or all the things that you got done or need to get done. I call it the big three. Like, what are the three big things you got done today? What do you need to get done tomorrow? And feeling that sense of like the checklist mentality at night, I think that really helps people to brain dump. And then if I have creative ideas for content, I put it all out on paper so I don't feel like I'm going to bed having to memorize it in the morning, because I think the way my brain works is I'm like, oh my gosh, this revolutionary idea.
Yes.
Hold on. It's like, you know, at 2 a.m. I'm like going to the bathroom. I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm just like, oh my God, I should text Mike this idea. Like, you know, we should come out with a CBD, you know, butt cream. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it's like my brain is just like always thinking of this weird creative shit. So I have to then go to my sticky pad and be like, okay, write this down. This is a later thing. Is this a now thing? And kind of keep that in check a little bit. But I'm also really big on lights, and Mike's going to laugh because this is like our fight of ours. He makes fun of me because I'm always turning off the lights. Molly, I know you're going to be on my team.
Yes. I mean, I got the red light right here. I feel you. Yep.
You know, I'm all about the salt lamps. I have the little baby salt lamps everywhere around the house, the plug-in ones at about 7, 8 PM. So like in an hour or two, you know, I start to put those on instead. I hate fake light. I hate fluorescent lights. I hate the hospital light feel. It feels like I'm in a hospital and it's too bright. It hurts my eyes. They're super light colored. I don't know. And I notice that I'm more stimulated when I have that light. So for me, it's huge for me to get off my phone, electronics, anything with blue light or artificial light completely changes my sleep. So for me, it's like, turn the salt lamps on, take CBD, take magnesium, take melatonin, take a bath, write down the to-dos for the next day, feel somewhat of a, you know, the sense of accomplishment, possibly a walk in movement if I still have more energy in my body. And that's kind of my routine that I start to do at night, just so I'm not hyper stimulated with lights and sounds and social and trying to get rid of all like sound and light pollution around.
Yes. Yes. Well,
Mike's a little bit more like we'll play games and he can like have these bright lights on at night. And I'm just like, I can't.
I feel you. I know. I'm just traveling just in the hotels and I brought my red lights and getting the whole scene set. I completely feel Mike is like, oh, geez.
When we first met, we met at a wedding, Mike, and it was so funny because Clay's like, you're going to love Molly. And we're at the wedding. Everyone's like getting crunk, like dancing on the dance floor. And Molly and I are like talking about HRV and salt lamps. Legit. At this wedding, everyone's like getting turned up. We were like, hey, do you like salt lamps? Oh, I like salt lamps too.
I was so, so, so happy to meet like my counterpart. That was amazing. Amazing.
I was like, do you want to go to bed and leave this way? She was like, oh my God. I remember all you loved is HRV. Like, what's your HRV? Do you test your HRV? What is your HRV? I'm like, I don't know my heart rate variability right now.
And for anyone listening, apologies, because I often will throw out acronyms without any explanation about the background.
You love HRV. When I think of HRV, I think of you, Molly. Just yes. HRV all day.
Owning the HRV group, the scope there. Fantastic. Well, that was amazing because you actually just really spoke to one of the questions that we ask everyone that comes on. Because so many people will say, all right, so we're listening to these people. They're clearly well-versed in whatever area they are that can make a difference in sleep. So then they want to know, okay, well, what are they doing? So I love, you know, sharing that nightly routine, which is so, so crucial. Mike, any kind of things that you really want to point to for your nightly routine?
Yeah, I'll admit.
Your hot bath. Mike takes a bubble bath.
Yeah. Nice. Bubble bath, light some candles, Soul CBD bath bomb. Yeah, I'll admit, Angie is much better when it comes to it. She walks the walk of like her phone is off, it's down, lights are off.
She does. For me, she's so good. She lives the brand.
She does. She does. And for me, like, I like to be up and like, I'll have ideas and start working at 10 o'clock at night, which is fine. But I think obviously the CBD and, you know, magnesium and a few other natural supplements have been a big changer for me. But a couple things that popped into my mind were the blue light blocking glasses, which, you know, you obviously know about and spoken about. Those really, really work for me. And I don't know if it's placebo or not, but they work. And the moment I put them on, my body's like, okay, you're tired. It's time to go to bed. I also use this app on my computer called Flux. So Flux is pretty cool. It's just a quick plug-in and it basically does the same thing as blue light block glasses. So if I'm really wanting to get to sleep, I'll do Flux and I'll do my glasses. And then my final thing is comedies. And I talk about this a lot.
Yes.
Like whether it's The Office or Parks and Rec, New Girl, I've seen these shows so many times. I don't even need to see them. Sometimes, you know, maybe I'll be in bed and I can't sleep. I'll throw headphones in and listen for like 10 minutes and then I'll just fall asleep. I love feeling like happy and excited and the comedy era and vibe, like right before I go to bed, and it puts me to sleep. If I watch a horror movie or like a thriller, I'm not going to bed.
I love that you have, that's literally the lineup that you just mentioned is exactly the lineup that we've gone through during the lockdown. Oh my goodness. We must have watched Office straight through back to back. Cause one, you know, important takeaway for sleep is that before in the hours leading up, we want to have as much, we don't want to have too much novelty. So anything that's new or getting our brain thinking of, you know, and excitement, of course, spontaneity is important in variety, but largely as much of those kind of consistent and routine elements of things can be really calming and grounding. So love that you're pulling that in. And actually the next question is around your ambiance. So anything noteworthy that we might see on your nightstand or proverbial nightstand, even if you're traveling or what have you, apps, supplements. Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody needs a weighted blanket.
Yes.
This is not sponsored, but I feel like this needs to be my next sponsorship. Honestly, weighted blankies are the best. You feel so like you feel the weight on you feels so good, even if it's just your feet. And I guess the guy who initially invented them was for people who had PTSD and were alone then after, I guess, serving or things like that. So or people who are struggling with anxiety and depression. So yeah, it's not just a silly little blanket. There's actually science behind the weighted, the sense of almost feeling like you're being hugged and having a little bit of weight on your chest. It just gives you this really calming effect. I mean, even if you take your hand or if you've had a masseuse or anybody just like lightly put pressure, you all of a sudden feel this sense of calm. So I love weighted blankies. If you guys are not yet doing weighted blankies, like, chili pad. Yes.
Absolutely.
You need your chili pad, you need your weighted blankie, you need your salt lamps, you need your magnesium, your CBD, your melatonin. You need to not watch anything scary. Like,
that's it.
This is like,
that's it.
Come on. Oh, wait. Blackout shades. You need blackout shades. AC. The AC needs to be pumping. Okay. It's got to be cold. No sweating while you sleep. That is the worst.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
If this is all perfect, then I can sleep. If not, I don't sleep.
I would add to that, but I don't think there is anything to add to that. I mean, yeah, my only thing is
meditate, breath work. I mean,
my only thing is a noise machine. I love noise machines. I travel with them. I'm traveling a bunch in a hotel room. It's a must. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Any weighted blanket brand recommendations? Or I know not sponsored, but
yeah. There's so many. The one that just sent me one, shoot, I forgot the name. I can send it to you later and you can put in the show notes. Sure. But you know what's great is you can even type into Instagram, you guys type in weighted blankie and you'll see the top accounts. And I checked out the top three that popped up, and you can check out their videos, different colors, different textures. But at the end of the day, it's either 5, 10, 15, depending on how much weight you want on you.
Yeah.
But I think it's great for kids who have anxiety. Like a lot of moms will tell me, hey, the weighted blankie and then a CBD gummy. And like my kid is such a different kid at night. So I think it's interesting to know just what a little bit of pressure and CBD can do. And I don't know if it's maybe the blankie mentality too of like, okay, this is my blankie, but I just love them. You know, I mean, I wish I invented the weighted blankie, you know, why didn't I invent that?
I know. I mean, and even if anyone's concerned about, how I'm going to get hot, it's going to be a thing. And, you know, of course, Chili Pad, we're often speaking about them. They have the cooling weighted blanket. And I think it's Dreamland. I want to say we have coming on the podcast for even kids. I believe it's like 6 months and older can even get on the weighted blanket train. They have a bit of a kind of like swaddle them in weighted blankets. So the thinking is weighted blankets for all. So good, really good call out.
Oh, wait, oh, one more thing.
Keep it coming.
Hold on. Okay. This EMF thing is real. And I know we Voxer about this all the time, Molly. When I know I need a friend to talk to about EMFs, you won't think that I've lost my shit, but it's interesting. They've even done studies and I have friends who've said this about their babies. So think about it. A 4-year-old, a 3-year-old doesn't know about EMFs. They don't know about this energy that could potentially make you more stimulated or stressed or be toxic or whatnot. So they'll see what's the difference between your baby sleeping in a room such as the office that has a bunch of plugs and the monitors on and a lot of this electricity versus putting the baby in a room that's not. And the baby will naturally like want to go into the other room. Pets and dogs do it. It's crazy. So it just shows as mammals, we don't want to be around a lot of this electromagnetic frequency. We don't, we weren't born for it. So I think whether that's getting some sort of like EMF blanket, I mean, so you can pile on your blankets now I've been looking into, or just, I mean, I'm kind of psycho about this, but I would unplug. And I'm sure you learned this at the biohacking conference. They say like literally turn off your router and unplug stuff in your room before you go to bed, just because you don't need it plugged in. And then my cell phone is out of the room. And if Clay does bring his in there and I get so mad, but if he does, one night he knows you put it on airplane mode. Yes. If he's going to put it next to the counter. So that's been huge. I'm huge on really studying how do EMFs affect our repair and our sleep and our inflammation and all that. And you know more about that than me, Molly, but that's something I think we should look into too.
I love that. No, I think that's, from the conversation, you know, we were just talking before how I just got back from the biohacking conference and lots of different, you know, kind of booths around EMFs and EMF mitigation. Now, this can be a very polarizing topic for anyone listening. Come on, it doesn't matter.
I didn't realize it was polarizing. Are there people who are like more EMFs?
Believe it or not. Yes, there are. There's people that will be very excited about what's coming with 5G.
Oh, so okay.
I know. And so for anyone listening that says, oh, come on, this is, you know, woo or what have you, I think there are some really interesting things to dive into, some interesting studies. And we do have to realize that there is a lot of money behind the telecommunications industry. So a lot of the studies that are coming out often can be sort of compromised or something to look at. Where's the money coming from a lot of these studies that are coming out? So if you go to Google and see some of the top results, it might say, oh, it's fine, no problems. But I think this is really something to explore. And there is, in the sleep domain for sleep tech, there's a whole realm of things that are looking at the effects while we're sleeping, which meant to be restorative, rejuvenation, all of that element. Could this be impacted by EMFs? And at the very least, if you're on the fence about this, you know, just exploring to Angie's point, what is the harm in even just turning off your Wi-Fi? You can make it as easy as having timers set up so that it just automatically goes off. It helps with the behavioral change anyway. We shouldn't necessarily be on our phones while we're trying to create this rhythm around our sleep. And then there's even different mattresses on the market. Essentia, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, was at the conference around mattresses that help mitigate the effects of EMF, or that's the intent. Big topic. And so I really appreciate you sharing what that looks like for you. Anything we missed, Mike, for you and the what might be in your nightstand or proverbial nightstands or apps or supplements?
Baby grandpa. Yeah. Baby grandpa.
My baby grandpa mug with magnesium in it.
That changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's not placebo. That's real.
No, that's about it.
There are peer-reviewed studies for that one, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I need an affiliate code with her for all the baby grandpa mugs I sell.
You're better now. I think Mike used to be not as, you didn't prioritize sleep as much, but now I feel like you're pretty good at it now. You're better at it than you used to be years ago. Like, you take it more seriously now, I feel like.
Well, it was a lot easier for me as an athlete because we'd have training sessions a few times a day and I would just pass out. I was so exhausted. And then after I retired, it became more difficult because I wasn't physically demanding things as much. So then I was mentally stimulated. So it kind of was like a very seasonality once again for me, in and out. But now I've really tried to focus on it, mostly because of health complications and just knowing and learning how important sleep is. The one thing I can get better at is no screens before bed. It's such a tough habit. And I think I kind of mitigate that with the blue light blocking and the flux. But that's one thing that I applaud Angie, that she'll put the phone down. And for me, maybe it's that dopamine hit, but I just need to be wired into the emails, the Slack, even Instagram, things like that. And I got to really learn to get better at that.
Well, I appreciate that, because I think just about everyone listening can relate to that in some way, shape, or form. That's amazing. Yeah. And the last question is around, and of course, this is dynamic and this might change, but so far, what would you say has been made the biggest change to your sleep game, or biggest sort of aha moment about improving this area of sleep?
Yeah, I mean, I would say for me, obviously, it's the CBD. And yeah. Why I say that is because what we started doing, not only myself wearing Whoop Band, but we did a trial with 25 people just recently of their sleep patterns based on Whoop and Aura Bands. And we had a crazy amount. It was over 95% of participants found that they ended up getting better sleep. So that's an anecdotal, you know, medical sure. outcome, but there are PubMed studies now showing that people are getting better sleep with CBD. So for me, that's kind of been the game changer for me, because admittingly, it's kind of a lazy way to get better sleep, since I'm having trouble turning the phone off. But yeah.
I love that. What about you, Ange?
Well, remember, I gave you the 24-step process.
Yeah, that's it.
So relatable. I feel like my brand's relatable minus my sleep game. It's just like, but next wait, level. When it comes to sleep, well, it's just the greatest thing you can invest in. Yes. You know, so I know people are like, oh, the chili pad is pricey. It's like, wait, how many times do you sleep? Oh, every single day of your life. Like, you might as it's going to come up to pennies, you know? So I think for me, the biggest thing is, gosh, it's so hard because I do all of it.
No,
but
I know.
It's like the sleep, the temperature, the light. It's a combination of things. But honestly, it's and you were the one who told me this, because I remember I was voicing you one time and I was like, hey, I'm traveling and I'm anxious that I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. And you said something interesting to me that I always think about. And it's this loop that you can get into of, you're anxious, you won't sleep. So then you're thinking about not sleeping. So then you stay up. And there's these people who get into this really bad habit that then they're in the hotel room anxious. And instead of just saying like, no, Angie, like not even thinking about it as much and just teaching myself to be a little bit more flexible with it instead of sitting in the fear of not being able to sleep. So I've been working on that when I am in hotels or traveling, like what would that look like to not be afraid that I'm not going to sleep well, right? And bringing my supplements, bringing my magnesium, bringing my CBD, bringing all of my little hacks, and then going from there and doing your best. Because I do think that sleep, like you said, is very emotional. Mm. You know, we can do all of these things, but adding in that component of getting your body into the parasympathetic and forgetting about your to-do list for 8 hours of your life. Like, God forbid, if we can't do that, like, what is life? Like, I'm here to, you know, also relax. And so I think that that's interesting as humans, that we're this like achiever mindset can also be hard, because like at night, Mike said, he's wanting to do emails, wanting to just do more and keep doing. But in reality, you know, we've talked about this, Molly, it's like, if you don't repair, then you can't show up even in a healthy state the next day. So it's like, I believe the most successful people are the people who also rest well and repair mm-hmm. well and sleep well. So it's this new, interesting conversation around how do we just tell ourselves and give ourselves permission to say, it's 8 PM. All right. Like, you know, let's say you started at 8, that was 12 hours for you. Okay. Well, you know what? 12 hours is a lot. Let me take a second to just do whatever the heck I want to do, read, watch a movie, whatever, and get away from the world and sleep, and then come back a better person. So I'm sure that's a lot of your coaching is the emotional side, but we don't think about that a lot. We're just like, oh, hopefully if we take something, it'll work. But I think CBD works great when you're pairing it with all of these other tools. Yeah. And then ideally, hopefully the CBD helps to bring down your anxiety and gets you into parasympathetic so you can be more calm. But to me, I am really looking into now how sleep is an emotional game too. So
yeah, there's no magic bullet.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Except for chili pad and the way
like, and the 24 magic bullets.
and our gummy, like, you know, This is going to be, they're going to have to buy all of these things, but it's fine. It's worth it.
It's fine. And with that, I love what you mentioned too. There's something known as the first night effect when we're traveling and when we're in a new environment. And it can be so common for us to have that kind of flare up of, and it's something that's evolutionarily really sound and arguably a great thing in our psychology and physiology, that we're a bit on alert. If we were, hunter-gatherer days, you move to a new space, there could be danger lurking. So there can be much more of that tendency even on the first night of being in a new space or hotel or Airbnb or what have you. And to have some of these tools to know that we can have methods to keep ourselves grounded and lean into some of these things, that might be especially the time to lean into things even more so than we might normally, like our, kind of supplement stacks, like the CBDs and all the things, when there could be that uptick of that sympathetic response. So love that. And is there anything we've missed? I know there's so much to share, and the two of you are just such great spokes people for this area of health and wellness. Is there anything we're missing or anything that you want to make sure that we get in there on the topic of CBD, wellness, sleep, anything to point out?
Angie, do you have 24 more tips?
I forgot. I'm just kidding. Guys, start over. There's 10 more things you got to do before you get all of your products and all
the things.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm really excited for Sleepy to come out. It's our new sleep gummy. We've soft launched it with somebody, but we'll be coming out with, it'll be coming out to the public soon, but it is CBN, which Mike chat about today, which I think is really powerful and something that I definitely notice. I'm very sensitive to CBN, which is fascinating. So there's something about it that's really powerful. So I'm excited to see how the combination of those two really helps people. Yeah. Just be a baby grandma, be a baby grandpa. I promise it's going to be worth it.
Yes.
To live your best life.
Yes. Make that the lifestyle move of 2021, 2022, beyond. Absolutely. And with that, how can people make sure that they follow you? I mean, it's clear that the two of you are just fantastic personalities, fun people. You're actually enjoy. It's not just like begrudgingly making sleep a part of your life, like actually bringing people into how could this be a really cool thing to do? So what are the best ways for people to learn more?
Yeah, well, Angie's a better follow than I am. I'll admit it. She's more active. She's funnier. She does a lot more on Instagram. I need to get a lot better at that. So you could find us, our company, at My Soul CBD. We love answering any questions. Our customer service team is on point. If you have questions about sleep or dosage or your order, anything like that, please drop in, say hi. We have an awesome community. I'm at Official Mike Lee. So that's my Instagram handle as well. Like drop in, say hi, any questions, health, wellness, fitness, all that good stuff. And then Angie is at Angie Lee Show. Did I get that right? Yeah. Nailed it.
Yay.
Amazing.
Yeah. Come say hi to us. We love answering questions around wellness or how it's helped you, how CBD has helped your sleep, or just any hacks you have that I missed. Let me know. And I think the invention I just realized I'm going to invent. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
This is like breaking news. No one else is hearing this. This could be the next thing. This could be the next George Foreman grill, but for sleep. So wait, we want a chili pad when we travel, but we don't want to travel with this big box, right? So what if there's jammies that are cooling jammies?
That you plug in.
Didn't get to that part.
Working out the specifics.
No, it's holes in it for ice cubes. So you stick ice cubes in it. You wake up in a pile of
ice
water.
Cubes of water. Yeah. We got a workshop.
I love this one.
It's still in its beta phase. We're testing it with a few people, but look, I told you, my brain's literally like, wait, idea.
Breaking news.
Clothing for at night that you could plug into the wall, but then like it'd be a long cord, so you could still like lay there in the hotel bed and feel like, wow, I'm cold.
Boom, there it is.
I'm just saying, guys.
Wait list.
We're taking on investors. If anyone listening wants to get involved,
I bet you we're gonna get some DM from somebody who was like, wait, that's actually genius. I'll invest.
Yeah. I'm down, man.
Nothing's worse than being sweaty when you sleep. So,
so true. I know. And this has happened. Yeah. We've been talking about this with the travel. That's one of the downfalls often for people when they're traveling. And one of the things I do like from one of the products you have is leaning into elements of even melatonin, which can be so helpful for jet lag, You know, so because many of the people listening, they might be playing with different dosaging of different sleep hacks and things like that. Leaning in particularly for travel can be huge, huge, huge. So yes, keep us posted on any new inventions, guys, and the new release of CBN. Very exciting. So I just so appreciate in the midst of all this kind of bubbling of creativity, taking the time to share over on Sleep is a Skill podcast. So really appreciate it.
Aw, thank you, Molly.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Sleep is a Skill podcast, the number one podcast for people who want to take their sleep skills to the next level. Every Monday, I send out something that I call Molly's Monday Obsessions, containing everything that I'm obsessing over in the world of sleep. Head on over to sleepisaskill.com to sign up.